You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. After 32 years in the Eastern League as the New Britain, Connecticut Rockcats, the AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies moved to nearby Hartford, becoming the Yard Goats. Really, that's the name. Just one problem. Dunkin' Donuts Park was not ready for opening day April 7th and won't be until at least May 31st. So the ball club has already been to Richmond, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, back to New Hampshire, back to Portland, and now in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where the club's fine radio play-by-play voice joins us. We welcome to the big show Jeff Dooley. Jeff, it's great to have you. Do you like buses?
I better, Ed. I don't really have much of a choice. Buses, trucks, cars, you name it. It's the road show. But the team is just off to a terrific start. Right now they're at 16-4, the best record of any professional baseball team, double A or higher. So far the road tour has been outstanding for the Hartford Nine, for sure.
Before we talk about road trip, I got to ask you, what the hell is the deal with Yard Goats?
Well, that was people say, what is a yard goat? We actually, it was a name chosen by a selection committee, and we actually had a name the team competition, which brought in 6,000 separate entries, and then 35,000 ballots were submitted during a three-week contest we had last March in 2015. And we came along with, there was the yard goats, and there were a couple others that were finalists for it. And really, the definition of a yard goat, it's a serious workhorse locomotive and shuffling cars from track to track in the rail yard. And one of the things we said, kind of like a minor league player, humble yard goat, not a glorious job in the minor leagues, but trying to keep the major league team on track as they kind of move up there. So obviously, you can have some fun with it with the kids and the goat meaning. And we've got the primary logo is a billy goat chewing a baseball bat. But you also you have the yard going yard for the home run. And I think you'd have so much fun with it. And when we put the logo together and put the merchandise on sale, I mean, people have just obviously gone in droves. Yard Goats merchandise has been sold all 50 states and like 13 different countries. And this past holiday season, Ed, it was the number one selling merchandise in the minor leagues. So, I didn't have anything to do with it. I wish I could say I did. I kind of said, what, when I heard Yard Goat too. But people are really, embracing it locally, nationally, and the players are really, excited to be on the Goats this year.
It's all about the merchandising. What caused this situation to occur that you find yourself in, Jeff?
Well, just like you said, Dunkin' Donuts Park, which is going to be a state-of-the-art facility right in downtown Hartford, they had some construction delays. So we were supposed to be in there on April 7th, and then that got moved to where we'll be now, May 31st. And I was just at the ballpark Ed the other day, and it's really going to be the crown jewel in minor league baseball. It's a beautiful facility. It'll have a capacity of about 8,000. It's a 360 concourse, walk-around concourse. So fans now, we can provide so much more in terms of the entertainment where we're limited before in New Britain, where now fans have the opportunity to watch an outfielder catch a home run or have the opportunity to catch a home run in the outfield with seating out there. And there's a 7,000-square-foot stadium club, 18 luxury suites, two dugout suites, on the field where you're actually closer to the batter than the pitcher is. There's an upper deck skybox in center field, free wireless for the fans, and a couple of suites on the field as well. So this ballpark is going to be wonderful. The amenities for the players will be outstanding with the clubhouses and the player lounges and the weight room and the training room and the inside climate control batting cages. And it's really going to be a major league facility and really in a minor league. So I know our guys are really excited to be there, and the amenities for the players, that's really important to the major league club, because it's all about development, making sure that these guys have resources that they need to develop into major league ball players.
Did they anticipate the construction delays, Jeff, or was this a surprise?
No, it was a little bit of a surprise. We found out in December, so the Eastern League has been great, Ed, where we had to talk to our league partners, and we actually flipped the opening day. We were scheduled to open at home against the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Instead, they moved that series down to Virginia, and they had it really as our opening day into T-shirts and programs and, you know, let the fans know this was an inaugural game. And it was just really our partners are wonderful. I mean, we put a lot on them because the same thing happened, as you said, up in New Hampshire and Portland. And then it happened that this past series, we're actually in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania right now, and we played as the home team. And that's the way it is. Not only the play as the home team, but when we are the home team on the road, that means we get the field first. And for those that don't know, the home team, lots of times teams will do early work. Most of the time, actually, they'll do early work, and that means batting practice before the game, but even more so individual work with some of the instructors that come in for our club. It's the Colorado Rockies, and whether that's ground balls, whether that's specialized working in the bullpen, working with some of the pitching coordinators. And the Rockies wanted to make sure that the days that we were playing the home team, although the games were on the road, that we had the access to the field so that work can get done. So lots of times these guys are working, you know, 4 hours before the game even starts at 7 at night. And just the league partners that have been wonderful with this whole process. And we just can't wait to get into Dunkin' Donuts Park. And, I mean, this is obviously it's an interesting thing, and it's certainly not an ideal situation for our players. And we want to try to make them as, you know, comfortable as we can. But that being said, once we get into this ballpark, it's going to be worth it for everybody.
Getting access to the field is so important for the home team, and here you have that. And of the first 20 games, 13 of the games have been considered home games, and the Yard Goats have won 11 out of those 13.
Yeah, they have. They've played well. It's just it's been unbelievable. The pitching has been outstanding, and you take a look at what have you done for me lately. Well, last night, Harrison Musgrave, who was a former star at West Virginia, he was in the Eastern League with us last year. He goes out and throws the game of his life. He actually took a perfect game that into the seventh inning, two outs in the seventh inning in Harrisburg. That's the Washington Nationals affiliate. They got a clean single to right field, and he retired the first 20 batters of the game. So he was off to a great start. And the pitching has just been outstanding. We talked to the Rockies this past winter, and they told us, they said, I think your pitching is going to rival any pitching staff in minor league baseball. This was right from the farm director, Zach Wilson, and he said, I'd put him up against any single-A, double-A, or triple-A pitching staff. And, boy, so far he's been right on. The guys that we've had, and we've got some, you know, so-called prospects with this team as well, they've pitched the ball extremely well, and they're giving us a chance to win. And the Yard Goats haven't exactly hit the ball extremely well, but they're getting timely hitting, and it's obviously translated. When you get good pitching and timely hitting, you're going to win a lot of games. And you look at the start, and it's the first place Yard Goats right now. Boy, does that have a nice ring to it. It's 16-4 in.
Without a doubt. And, Jeff, there's nothing better than doing the play-by-play of a winning team. So you found out about this possibility that could be a probability around Christmas time.
Yeah, we did. We found out about Christmas time, and the league president came down and had a meeting. And, you know, my general manager, Tim Restall, got on the phone with some of the Eastern League partners, and they needed to really talk to everybody about how we can reschedule. And it's unfortunate for our fans that we're going to miss the first month of the season. But when you turn around and you say, you know what, now we don't have to worry about cold days. We were at Harrisburg last night, and it was in the 50s at the first pitch, and then it creeped down to the high 40s. It was a chilly one. So hopefully when we get into this ballpark, we're guessing on May 31st that the weather will be much better.
Now I'm hearing that there's now a dispute on top of everything else, Jeff, about the distance to the right field pole at 317 feet, and that the Eastern League is determining that that's too short, and so they have to make modifications for that now.
Well, it was a Major League Baseball issue that came down, and they obviously they've got the fence in, and I just think it's going to be a unique situation, very similar to New Hampshire, where you've got the short porch in right field. But one thing that Major League Baseball wants to do it is they want to make it fair for both the hitters and the pitchers, and they thought it was a little bit short. So what they're doing is putting a screen up from the right field line out towards right center field. So not only will it protect the fans out there, but it'll also protect the pitchers, where if a ball is hit, because the original wall was only about 8 feet off the ground. So they're going to make you hit the ball over the screen for it to be a home run. So you've got to get the ball about 18, 20 feet in the air for it to be a home run. And then it plays big. Once you get out towards center field, it's about 400, and then it's 330 down the left field line. But I always say it, every ballpark has its unique features. You look at Fenway Park in Boston, that great old ballpark, 290 to the pesky pole in right field. And, you know, some of the other ballparks are generous one way. But that's one of the things I think Dunkin' Donuts Park will have. It'll have certainly the charm with the short porch in right field. But if you hit the ball, you're going to have to hit it high for it to be a home run.
Jeff Dooley is with us. We're talking about the nine-week road trip of the New Hartford Yard Goats, formerly the New Britain Rockettes of the Eastern League, Colorado's AA, and the issues that are confronting the franchise because of them being on the road for this period of time. And, Jeff, this has to be awfully stressful on the families of the players and the coaches, especially those guys that are married.
Yeah, you know, but it's amazing. Yeah, they're just so excited about the whole thing. I mean, this is obviously something that you don't want to have happen every year, and it won't. But it's something that these guys will never forget. They're really embracing the whole thing, and, you know, talking to them and just making sure that obviously they get the proper rest and obviously the development that they need. But they're really excited about the whole fact that it's more of a team bonding thing. As you know, when you're at home, you're more individuals. Once that game ends, you leave the clubhouse, you go get a bite to eat, and then you're kind of on your way, where these guys are doing everything together now. So just talking to some of the players, I said, this is going to help your bonding. And they said, absolutely. You really get to know each other when you're spending so much time together, whether it's at the restaurants, at their hotels. So it's not like at the home games where you're going your separate way. So they're really embracing the whole thing. Again, it's not an ideal situation. It's not something certainly that we'd want to have happen again or in years, from now. But they've been excellent. They've been terrific. Obviously, it's translating into wins, which is great. But really, the biggest thing for the Rockies is the development and guys moving up. And we're seeing that we've already had a couple of guys go up to AAA Albuquerque. So far, it's been a really good situation. When you talk to our manager, Darren Everson, who's been terrific with the whole process, Darren said he doesn't really consider it, on the road for that long because, you know, they are playing some games as home teams and they're getting their work in as home teams as well. So that's really the important thing is that these guys can get on the field. And, our league partners have been just wonderful in making this happen, as well as the other farm directors around Major League Baseball to help us along as well. And I think everybody knows that once we get into Dunkin' Donuts Park, this isn't only going to be good for the Yard Goats and fans, that are going to come to the games, but this is really going to be good for the entire Eastern League and really the development of minor league baseball. This ballpark's going to be one of the best ballparks in the country.
Mm. And you touched on something a moment ago, Jeff, which I need you to address a little bit more, and that's about fatigue and how aware the coaching staff and the training staff and the strength and conditioning guy is with regard to the fatigue of the players constantly on the move here.
It's interesting the way it all works out, and I don't think it's an issue. The guys have been in spring training for the last month plus, probably. Some guys got down there earlier. We had a handful of guys invited to Major League camp, but we have a terrific trainer that's been at it for a while, Billy Whitehead, and Brady Fitzgerald is our strength and conditioning coach, and he makes sure that the bodies are obviously in good spirits and healthy. They have gym buses. They actually had to go to the gym this morning and yesterday just to make sure that the bodies can handle things. And again, I don't think it's anything that you worry about in April and May, but there comes a time when you do get some fatigue, I think, in the middle of the summer. So hopefully, by that time they've gotten their places to live in Connecticut and we're into this beautiful ballpark. But I haven't heard anything like that about the guys being tired. And, I know there was a couple of off days mixed in as well where our front office had a couple of events for some of the players to be at and do more team bonding and, doing some different things with the guys like that. So I haven't heard anything about the fatigue, but I know it's something that certainly, our coaching staff and our trainers will watch very, very closely.
Unlike years past, as you know only too well, being around the game for as long as you have, players, when they're assigned to a particular minor league city, immediately go and find housing. Is that a different process now with the team opening up with a nine-week road trip?
It is. It's a completely different process, Ed, and it's a great question. We actually We kept the guys in spring training right till the end. They did not even make an appearance in Connecticut before the season. Generally speaking, and you know this, we always have a media day, and we have our introduce our fans to our season ticket holders with a welcome dinner. That wasn't the case this year. We talked to the Rockies, and we wanted to make sure that they get as much work in as possible. So we kept them in spring training right till the end, and I think the Hartford Club was probably the last club to pack their bags and head east or wherever they were going to their different affiliates. And they actually flew directly from Scottsdale into Richmond, Virginia. We had a bus, and I was down there. We met them in Virginia and got the team settled in the hotel, and that's when the season kicked off. And then after the first two series, they came back, and we did a media event and a meet-the-season ticket holder down in Hartford at one of the venues, just actually pretty close to the ballpark. So the guys were excited because they could see the stadium, being built and so on and so forth. But it is different. The guys by this time would obviously have places to live and their apartments or their condos, or whether it's the guys that stay at the hotel, where right now they're just kind of, living out of hotel rooms away from Connecticut, because that's where the team is playing right now.
There are precedents for this that we need to put this in historical context. This is not the first time this has happened. The Biloxi Shuckers, Milwaukee's Double A in Mississippi, they had to play 60 games on the road last season before their home opener could take place, and the El Paso Chihuahuas had to do the same thing 2 years ago.
Yeah, and, Scranton did it as well a couple of years ago. They played the entire season on the road. So we did talk to those clubs about certainly some of the things that can come up during the season, if there are any issues. And, we tried to, Ed, as best as we can as a front office, get in front of this early on and make sure we could communicate any potential issues to both the Rockies and our coaching staff. We've got a truck that is with them on the road, so the guys can have their personal belongings, their golf bags, their regular clothes besides the uniform. Some of their personal stuff can go in the truck. And then obviously we've got the bus, and then we've got a couple of cars for the coaching staff as well, so they don't have to go everywhere on the bus. So we're trying the best as we can to make this as easy as possible. And I can't think of a better partner than the Rockies. They've been just phenomenal through this whole process, and we've got a great coaching staff that they realize that they're going to have the benefit of one of the best ballparks in minor league baseball when we get into this facility. So they've been just wonderful to the whole thing, and it's not an ideal situation, but it's something that so far I think we've made work pretty well.
But your front office has been consulted, I guess, with the Biloxi people, with the El Paso people, with the Scranton people, when that stadium was being rebuilt, and as you mentioned, the entire season was on the road for the Yankees Triple A, because you bring to our attention the simple things that we take for granted. Changing clothes, going to the laundry, things that are basic.
Yeah, and one of the things Biloxi told us, they said that I guess a good comparison would be almost like a traveling circus. It's like it's the truck, and you've got all the stuff in, and they move to city to city, and it's like, okay, the Yard Goats are in town here. We're going to set up camp, and even though it might be Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Richmond, Virginia, Portland, Maine, or Manchester, New Hampshire, the Yard Goats are going to be the home team. That's one of the things that is new for me this year, because we haven't really had a traveling party this big. We've got our clubhouse attendants on the road now with the equipment truck. And, so far, again, everyone's been great. There's been no complaints from the players, the coaching staff. And it's a work in progress, but hopefully they just continue to do what they're doing. And I said it to you the other day, if this is any indication on the team, let's hope that the Yard Goats are as successful in Dunkin' Donuts Park on the road at 16-4. What a start.
You guys may take a vote. No, we're never going to Hartford. We won 16 of our first 20. No, we'll stay on the road. Thank you very much. You can follow us on the radio. You can listen to Jeff Dooley on the radio. You can follow the games that way. Last thing before you go, just a crazy question. Do you have the same bus driver through all of this?
We do. We have the best bus driver in the world. Walter is his name. And, we have to switch on because of all the rules about the driving. And you talk about fatigue, and you can obviously run out of hours. So depending on the schedule, but on the last trip it was interesting because we had to go from Portland, Maine to Harrisburg, New Hampshire, but there was a day game, so meaning that really his clock started at 8 a.m., so he couldn't finish the trip. So we actually had another bus driver switch with him mid-trip. So basically he pulled off the side of the road. They had someone wait for him. Another bus driver got on and then brought us to Harrisburg. And then we got Walter to Harrisburg so he could be with the team. He really, and a bus driver is so important in the minor leagues because he's almost like part of the extension of the coaching staff. And he's the guy that brings the players to the ballpark every day, picks them up at the gym, brings them to the gym, brings them to lunch. So it's important, obviously, have someone that's really good. And not only is, Walter a really good bus driver and safe, but he's a terrific person. And you know, he's excited about this whole thing, too. And he loves this, the fact that the team is on the road for so long. He said he took a couple of months off last winter, but he didn't think it was going to be this crazy. But he's certainly living it up, Ed.
Wow, what an incredible story of the Hartford Yard Goats, who off to a great start, 16 wins in their first 20 games, may decide that they're actually going to come back to Hartford one day, or may just decide they're going to be like the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders a few years ago and just stay on the road the entire year because it's been so good to them. Jeff, well-told story of an amazing circumstance, and the very best of luck to you and the Hartford Yard Goats. Thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So that'll do it for us on MLB.com. If you're on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.